The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Visit Pensacola.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join us today. In the studio with me this morning is Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's talk a little bit about Visit Pensacola's marketing campaign and how we're promoting the area outside the area.
Yeah. So, I mean, Visit Pensacola, we serve as the destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County, which really is inclusive of Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key. And that we love to tell people that because I think sometimes they think we only focus on one entity. And it's like, no, we get to tell the big picture about how great all of Escambia County is. Mm-hmm. And we really are those storytellers. So we market, we call it the donut. It's 500-mile radius circle around Pensacola. So really primarily the Southeast. So your New Orleans, your Atlantas, your Birminghams, your Nashvilles. We also target all of the the direct flights that we have. So your Houstons, your Dallas, Chicago. So really kind of think of that Southeast market, but drive market and fly. It's really important for us because we know that families like to just get out and about for long weekends, or they like to plan longer vacations. And what better place to do that than right here in Pensacola?
Mm-hmm. So is there any marketing done for the snowbirds, I guess? Let's just call it that. The northern folks.
Our winter visitors.
Yes.
Yes. So we know that there is a big drive to this area, literally a drive to mm-hmm. this area, from all over. And we love that that is just a different audience beyond families, right? It's those empty nesters that have been able to retire, that want to just get out of the cold weather and come on down to somewhere warmer and nicer and just an easier pace, if you will. And we really love to market ourselves as like not pretentious, easygoing. You don't have to have a plan when you're in Pensacola. Like you might have an idea of what you want to do, but it really is a place where you can just check out the website that day, find an event, find a festival, and go and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And how do we measure success?
So there's a variety of different ways that we do that. But the biggest one is we work with a research company out of Tallahassee. It's mm-hmm. Downs and St. Germain Research, and they will do intercept surveys throughout the year. So every month they're surveying, whether it be at the airport, at one of the visitor centers, whether it's downtown, variety of locations, and at our signature events. So you might see them out at like the Seafood Festival next weekend, or you might see them, you may have seen them during the Blue Angel show. And they're asking different questions. Where are you from? Where are you staying? How did you hear about us? They put those together every month in an economic impact survey. We put those online for people to read, but it really does kind of calculate how much money is coming to Pensacola. Where are people staying? What is it that they're seeing most? What is it that they like to do most? Is it food? Is it festivals? Is it they just want to spend time at the beach? And we take all of that information along with all kinds of other tracking data. The list goes on. And I would invite anyone to come to our marketing committee meetings to find out more. But we put it all together and we work with our agency, Showcase Pensacola, which is local here in Pensacola. It's three different agencies. They work together as one on our behalf. It's a really genius and really cool, in my opinion, way to make sure that we're getting a lot of voices involved in the conversation. Mm-hmm. But they take all of that data, all of that research, all of the trends that we're seeing, and then that's how we kind of start to develop where we're going to market, who we're going to market to, how we're going to market to them, whether it be digital or billboards or TV or radio, and then we kind of drive from there.
Okay. Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola is our guest this morning, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. So what are visitors primarily coming down here for?
Yeah. So, you know, all throughout the year, we know that our visitors are coming for those beautiful beaches, whether it's Perdido Key or Pensacola Beach. We know that we've got something to offer for everyone. I love that about our area specifically beyond the rest of Northwest Florida, because we've got a busy hustle and bustle beach, and then we've got a quiet, slower moving, one with nature is what I always love to say, other beach. And so like we have two beaches that are completely different, but also so much the same. Beautiful white sand, the crystal clear water, the ways that you can be like one by yourself on these long stretches of miles and miles of coastline, or you can be with hundreds of your closest friends with cocktails and lifeguards and all of the above. So we really do allow for whatever kind of experience and adventure it is that you're looking for on a beach vacation.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you happen to have any numbers in terms of like visitor spending and what they spend the most money on? Is it restaurants? Is it hotels? Is it
activities? Sure. So, I mean, the big thing that they're spending money on is their accommodations. And then I would say the next would be what they're doing while they're here. So whether it be food or the attractions, I don't have all of the numbers quite yet, but we are always putting them up on our website. And we, for an annual review, those will come out probably January, February. But I can say for last year, in 2023, we attracted 2.5 million visitors. And the visitors spent over $1.3 billion in Escambia County. So all of that combined is really helping us bring our taxes down, right? And that's something we really love to remind our residents is you're not actually paying, like you're saving on that. So we collect off taxes from the bed tax dollar. So unless you're staying in a hotel or a condo or some sort of accommodation, you're not paying towards those. So we always love to remind people that like those are taxes that we're collecting from the bed tax dollar. And then we're putting them back to good use. We can show a return on the money spent. And that goes back to all the things that we're doing, whether it be restaurants, roads, schools, accommodations, beach renourishment, all the things that are really important, not only to a visitor who wants to come here, but a resident who moved here or loved or who grew up here and loves where they live.
I have heard some of those, I guess, ad campaigns that you've put together to help educate the public. And
yeah.
Talk to me about the importance of just, you know, letting the locals know what an impact this tourism is having for this area.
You know, tourism, I always like to say, I love living in Pensacola. I moved here to go to school, go Argos, you know, double graduate there. But I chose to stay, right? And I think that happens to a lot of people. They either grew up here or they moved here or they brought their business here because they were on vacation. I think that the amount of different businesses and restaurants and festivals that we now have in this town is because we're seeing an influx in visitors and they're helping to keep the doors open. But it also, I think the best thing about Pensacola is our residents, they love that about where we live. Like there isn't over tourism, in my opinion. And I think we do a good job of kind of balancing that. But I think that our residents are getting to enjoy all of these different restaurants, like I said, bars, shops, boutiques, things going on because we've had an influx of visitors and new businesses. And now everyone can kind of work together. I also love that our residents take so much pride in where we live and we make sure our visitors know that. Like if you're going to come here, act like you live here, act like it's your home, take your shoes off at the front door, clean up after yourself, follow the rules. It's just really important. And it's an important message for us when we're talking to the visitors.
And I think it's important for how the community is built. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of hospitality jobs here.
Yes.
So you have the hoteliers, you have the restaurants, you have other people that support that tourism supply chain, if you will, and there's jobs attached to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we like to also sell that message of like, these aren't just your entry-level jobs, right? You can start entry-level in a hotel and then end up in the C-suite in a leadership position. You could build your own hotel one day. Same with the restaurants. You could start as a hostess at a restaurant. And we have this story with hundreds of our restaurants here. These chefs who started off as dishwashers or bussers or line cooks, and now they're running their own restaurants, and I'm putting them on TV every month because I want people to know about these fabulous dishes that they have. And so these are those stories that we love to go out and tell because it really does, to your point, hone in on this community. We don't want to ever feel like a tourist trap. We don't want to ever feel like a Disney World. We want to feel like a place that you can come and actually have a relaxing vacation.
Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about the 500-mile marketing radius, basically,
yeah.
and where flights are coming from, that sort of thing. So talk to me a little bit about the relationship with the airport and how you get that data and that kind of stuff.
Sure. So we work really closely with Matt and his team. They do a great job. And we're really excited about all of the expansion at the airport. I know that everyone complains about certain things, and we will never be able to make everyone happy, unfortunately. But I do think the airport is doing a great job in messaging what's going on and the next steps and what's to come. We work really closely with them on their flight patterns and on new flights that they're getting, but also kind of just making sure we have our ear to the ground on schedule changes, on new routes, old routes, seasonal routes, because that's really important for us. And we know that we're a different audience. We know that vacationers are looking at visitpensacola.com probably more than they are looking at just the airport's website. So how can we help tell that story in a creative, fun way that, hey, if you're in New York City, we have seasonal direct flights right out of LaGuardia. That's a dream come true for both people who want to go to New York and New York who wants to come to the beach. When we got the Nashville flights with Southwest, we really wanted to be a part of that conversation of how can we be Nashville's beaches? How can we tell people that, like, yes, it's a quick drive, but it's also now just an easy flight with Southwest? The other things that we do with them is we ask them about what is the new marketing strategies that they're doing. What are the new flights that we can help promote? Right now they're in a contest. So if you haven't seen it yet, USA Today's one of the best small airports. So if you haven't voted for them, please go do that. But really it's just a relationship. And we try to make sure we have a seat at all those tables so that we can help. We just want to help. We want to be the connectors that help tell the stories.
Absolutely. So I was going through the website and I noticed that there's a section in there for travel groups so people can reach out to you and get more information.
Yeah, so we've got a dedicated sales team on our staff, and they are small but mighty team. And so they go around to different travel agent shows, meetings and groups, conferences, and really try to sell the spaces that we do have. Pensacola, while we don't have a large convention center, hopefully we will one day soon, we are really specialized in those boutique meetings and those small dedicated like trainings and leadership meetings. And so our team works closely with all of these travel agents worldwide, really, to talk about the different things that we have to help them build packages while they're here. We'll work with the hoteliers. If we have a group coming in and they're looking for block rates, we connect. Again, we're the connectors. But you can go to that website, whether you've got a group coming in and you're like, hey, I want to do welcome bags with visitor, with insider guides so people can learn more. Or can you help me find a hotel that's, you know, right off the interstate, easy access where they can do block rates and they can secure me 20 rooms. We love those kind of conversations. And that's exactly why we have a sales team to do that.
Yeah. In a prior life, I worked for a chamber of commerce and you I know did. That we periodically had calls. I'm getting married in a few months.
Yes.
Who do I talk to? How do I know if there's permits for the beach, et cetera, or hotels?
Mm-hmm.
And we send them to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We love that because again, one, if you want to have your meeting here, this is a great place to do it and extend your stay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get married here, you know, we're growing that content every day. So, you know, where can you get married? How do I work together, like you just said, on the beaches? We work a lot with the Santa Rosa Island Authority because their permits are different than, you know, things on Perdido Key. So really just kind of help channeling those messages so people have the right information.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we strive to be those connectors.
So how do people get in touch with you?
VisitPensacola.com is your best bet. All of our information is there. You can find the staff directory there. You can find all of those research reports I was alluding to earlier. Our calendar of events is one of the best in town. I will put my hand on this table to say that. And we encourage you to use that calendar of events. It's a free marketing platform for anyone in Escambia County. So if you have an event, please use that calendar. That is exactly how my team puts together our e-newsletters. It's how we run our social media. It's how we tell people what's going on. Our ambassadors who work the front desks of the Pensacola and Perdido Key visitor centers, that's where they find all of the information. So it is a wealth of knowledge, and everything is on visitpensacola.com.
So good transition to events.
Yeah.
So upcoming events that you're excited about.
Let's see. I love the fall. Like, this is my favorite. October is my favorite month. I tell everyone that because the sunsets are incredible. The weather is starting to cool off, but still warm enough for me. And the beaches are just beautiful. I saw something on a thread the other day. Oh, what was it for? It was for Peg Leg Pete's. And it was like, The locals are back. We didn't have to wait for it's able. People were just so excited. I'm really looking forward to Seafood Festival next weekend. They always do an incredible job. Bridget and Fiesta and Margaret Ann, that whole team. I love going out there and just volunteering where I can because it's just so much fun. What else do we have coming up? We've got Beach-a-ween, which is an event that Visit Pensacola, the Pensacola Beach Chamber, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Boardwalk Merchants Association puts on together. It's our sixth annual Beach-a-ween. It's going to be on October 18th. It's a free event. It starts at 4 o'clock. It's right out there on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, but we'll have vendors. It's a safe and free Halloween trick-or-treating event for kids of all ages. Adults can trick-or-treat, too, if they want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Bamboo Willies would greatly appreciate your business. But it's just a fun way. Cat Country does a costume contest for all ages. It's a great way to come out and just have a safe and fun Halloween, and we really love it. We use that because there wasn't necessarily a Halloween event on Pensacola Beach, and so we saw an opportunity there to really build something out for the community, but also for visitors that might be in town. And we do it earlier than Halloween, so you can practice if your kids can't decide on which costume they want.
Absolutely.
Foo Foo Festival is coming up. I know I was just on, God, was that last week?
It was last Friday.
here we are. Talking about Foo Foo Festival, the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival. I'm super excited about the Blues Homecoming Air Show. I think having the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds fly together, it's going to just be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your heart is already pounding when you see the Blues, and now you're going to have the Thunderbirds. It's just going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
I get excited about all of it because there's always something to do. There's always something that you can get outside and enjoy this great weather. They're either free events or very minimal cost events, and it's just a fun way to be with your friends, your family, or people that you have coming in town.
And the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest is coming up too.
That is. That's coming up. Taste of the Beach is coming up. Frank Brown's coming up. I mean, there's just literally when people say, oh, I didn't have anything to do this weekend. I didn't know. And I'm like, how? Please go to visitpensacola.com.
Yeah. The Songwriters Fest is going to be really fantastic. They have Thompson Square there. So for country fans, you know who Thompson Square is. Jared Neiman, Andy Griggs, the guy who wrote a bunch of songs with Garth Brooks. I mean, and they're bringing in some A-listers.
Yeah. They do such an incredible job. Both of the Songwriters Festivals are just the work they do and then the way they support the business community here in Pensacola, again, because they set up stages and they offer just different venue opportunities. It's just a great collaborative partnership, and I think that's something that we all do really, really well here in our town is we work together.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Stacy, once again, our guest from Visit Pensacola, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. Let's talk a little bit about sports tourism.
Sure.
I'm just kind of interested in getting your feedback on that. So there is a proposal for a $60 million indoor sports complex over by Ashton Brosnahan, and what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that there's conversations that are still to be had, and I know everyone's working on that, which is exciting to see. You know, let's make sure we've got everyone at the table and that we're talking through it. The sports complex in itself, we need it. We need something. I'm not saying it needs to be there, but we definitely need it. We also need convention space, and I think everyone knows that as well. So I know at Visit Pensacola, you know, Darren and the team, myself, we just want to be a part of those conversations. We want to be able to give what research and data we have available. As I said, our sales team works really hard to get those meetings and conventions here. And how great would it be if we had a larger convention center in Pensacola to bring on these huge events? You know, the Sun Belt coming every year is an incredible opportunity and example of how we can all work together. So I definitely think we need one. We're getting ready for the SEC soccer tournament. I think more conversations are going to be had, and we'll see kind of how it unfolds.
Yeah, because it'd be interesting to have, you know, baseball tournaments here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whatever. Just
absolutely
to have a facility to be able to handle all
and
that.
And a facility that's, you know, located in a good position for everyone.
Mm-hmm. American Magic. They're coming to town.
I know. I'm so sad about this morning. We were cheering them on bright and early with Buck and his team at Seville. But they did such a great job, and how exciting that they're coming home and now we can welcome them back to Pensacola and really get to enjoy them being a part of our community.
Yeah, I had Clark Merritt on the show yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that they've been over there for 18 months.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit of a process to get them home, so it
yes
might be 2025 before we see them here. But that's really an exciting addition to our community.
It's going to be so exciting. And the facility is going to be an incredible state of the art. And it's just going to be, again, another piece of the story that we get to tell. I love when I go to New York for media events or we're going and we're talking at travel and adventure shows and we get to say, well, you know, they're in Pensacola now. So it's going to be a really fun time, I think, to not only see them in our bay, but also get to meet and greet with all of their new families and the members that are moving here and the team that's been gone for so long, to your point. Now they can come back and really enjoy everything we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're looking forward to seeing what's all
yes
prepared for them as they arrive
well,
in
and
town.
And I just love watching them fly on water. They're literally flying on water.
Yeah, that's really cool. So the Hard Rock Hotel and apartments are coming as well.
I think that we have so much inventory coming online, and it speaks to the volume of business and opportunity for our area. I think when you can get some of those larger branded entities into town, it only helps with your marketing because now people who are exclusive to that membership or that loyalty, you know, it's like when we bring Hilton's on or Marriott's, you follow where your loyalty lies. And so the more that we can kind of build this story of the different accommodations that we have in our area, the more of the traveler that we're going to attract, because everybody's looking for something, whether it's a value hotel or a five-star hotel or a full service or, you know, a resort complex. If we can say that we have a little bit of everything, what better way to then plan your vacation for somewhere you may have not been before?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know Visit Pensacola also has opportunities for businesses to become business partners.
Yes. So you can become a partner with Visit Pensacola, and we have different levels. All of those are online as well, visitpensacola.com. But it really is a way for us to work even more closely together. Like I said earlier, our calendar of events is free. It's free to everyone. You don't have to be a partner. Our website listings, you can have a free listing if you're in Escambia County. So don't think to yourself, well, I'm a small business, I can't quite afford it right now. That's okay. Get on there as a free listing. But as you become a partner, the listing gets a little bit bigger, and there's a, you know, more photos, more links, more information. It also invites you to our monthly hospitality roundtable luncheons, all of the events that Visit Pensacola puts on, like Beach-A-Ween. Our partners are allowed to come and be vendors at that. It also brings on more marketing opportunities. So, you know, my team and I, we work really hard in the public relations space to bring editors of large-scale publications and influencers and content creators to Pensacola because they're working on dedicated stories in publications like Travel and Leisure and Southern Living and Garden and Gun, and they want to experience Pensacola. And so when they're here, we put together these very curated itineraries on what should they go and enjoy. And we're always talking to our partners first because we want to give back to the people that give to us first. I always channel my UWF alumni when I say that because I'm like, I'm giving back to the college that gave so much to me. But It's the same concept.
Right.
So, you know, we get a lot of food writers in town. We get a lot of people that want to learn more about our beaches, whether it be from a sustainability aspect or just these are some of the world's most beautiful beaches and they're located in Pensacola, Florida. I love when that title comes out because you don't have to go across the globe to find a beautiful beach. You can come right here.
Absolutely. So really lost my next question. Oh, the hospitality roundtables is actually what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
So talk to people a little bit about if you're part of that, business partners, and you can be part of the hospitality roundtables. I mean, you've had some really interesting speakers.
Yeah. So it's every month we do a luncheon at a different location. And then quarterly we're starting to bring in kind of like these after hour type meetings. They're not chamber after hours. I don't want to get confused, but like the last one we did was a cocktail class at Suppose Warehouse. So again, giving that vendor, because they're a partner, the opportunity for new people to see what that location looks like. If you've not been there, it's gorgeous. But then we invited Dannon and her team at Tap the Coast to come in and teach everyone how to make cocktails and mocktails. So it was a fun way to just get together, enjoy a cocktail, learn how to actually make one so they taste good at home with your family, but see a beautiful venue that you might need for your next meeting, or your friends might be looking for a wedding space or a party space. So that was our after hours one. We just had us this month's at the Shaker. But it was at lunch, I promise. And we had all of the chamber leadership there. So we had all of the CEOs from the surrounding chambers come. And it was kind of just a roundtable discussion. We asked them, you know, about their own organizations and what they're doing in their very specific communities with their business partners. But also, how do they collaborate with Visit Pensacola? Why is tourism important to them? How are they helping kind of just drive the messaging? And it really stood out to me that if we work together, we are all going to be more successful. And I think that's something we learned as children. But it's a great reminder when you're talking to the hospitality industry, because that's who's in the room, but you're hearing from the chamber industry, and they're similar but different. Mm-hmm. And they're just talking about other ways that we can all work together to drive business.
Absolutely. Collaboration inside communities is key to success.
I promise it was a meeting at the Shaker with delicious pizza.
Nice. So we have about a minute left on the show here. Is there anything else that I missed that you want to tell people about?
I think I really want to drive home that calendar of events because it's a great marketing tool for anyone in town. It's also a great way to figure out what you're going to be doing this weekend or next weekend. We've got some incredible events taking place here in Escambia County. Fall is the best time of year for all of our festivals. And if you've not been to one, it's the best place to get out and do something, but also to meet new people. And, you know, maybe you'll make a new friend, or maybe you'll have a new business opportunity. So check out visitpensacola.com. Follow along with us on social media. The team really does love to engage. If you've got great pictures, make sure you tag us. Hashtag the way to beach, because we think at Visit Pensacola, this area is exactly anyone in the world's way to beach.
That is awesome. Nicole Stacy, Visit Pensacola. Once again, thank you for being
our
guest.
Thank you. I'll see you next time.
Absolutely. And thanks. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.